It's 107.1 The Boss and Make a Difference Monday. Brought to you by our friends at New Jersey Natural Gas and their Coastal Climate Initiative. On this Make a Difference Monday, we're talking to Paula Aldarelli from Earthshare NJ. Thank you so much for joining us today, Paula. Please tell us how Earthshare NJ is making a difference.
Earthshare New Jersey was formed in 1994 by environmental nonprofits from across the state to help them raise awareness about who they are, what they do, and importantly, unrestricted funds to help support their program and mission. Today, we do that. Plus, we bring them volunteers, and we do a lot of connecting with them and the business community. We focus ourselves as an organization on connecting businesses, individuals, and nonprofits so that together they can put their environmental commitment into action.
Paula, you have a wide array of programs and services at Earthshare NJ. Can you tell us a little about those?
We do. We have a lot of programs for businesses, predominantly education, volunteerism, and philanthropy. But we offer those types of programs for individuals as well. For our business partners, we offer custom volunteer opportunities from anywhere in the state. Many employers have team members located in different counties. They're not all based exactly where the company is headquartered. By working with us, we give them the opportunity to connect with their employees and help them give back where they live, work, and play. We also offer a program called the Lunchtime Bites Program, and we partner for both of these with our nonprofit partners from across the state. And our partners represent nonprofit, environmental nonprofit organizations from the Atlantic to the Delaware, from the Highlands to Cape May, and everywhere in between. And what these groups do is they work on air, water, land, sustainability, global warming, environmental equity, clean energy, and a myriad of issues that really work for the betterment of our health. The Lunchtime Bites program helps to connect businesses and their team members with these nonprofits through webinars that take place typically during lunch hour, where they can learn more about wildlife, they can learn how to build a rain garden in their yard, they can learn about environmental challenges that are happening in specific areas like the Meadowlands or Barnegat Bay region. It's just a great program that has received wonderful feedback.
You also have the Green Day Challenge, which sounds really interesting. Can you tell us more about that?
Each April, we are really honored to bring together the Green Day Challenge. And this is a program where businesses of all sizes across the state compete against each other to see who can have the greatest environmental impact. We partner with our nonprofit organizations to offer these experiences. Companies do pay to participate. Those funds go as a donation to the nonprofit organization to help defray their cost of the project. And the awards are announced at Earthshare Celebrates New Jersey in June. Last year, we supported over 1,400 volunteers. Over the past 7 years, we've supported over 1,400 volunteers with the Green Day Challenge, and we expect 2025 to be our largest yet. We are also introducing a Green Day Challenge site for individuals to participate. So if your company does not want to participate, or if you are retired, or you work from home, or you're an independent contractor, please feel free to reach out to us. Visit us on our web at earthsharenj.org to find out more about the Green Day Challenge for 2025.
And what are those dates?
The Green Day Challenge for 2025 will be April 4th and April 25th.
Another interesting program that I saw you have is Wheels for STEM. What's that?
Oh, the Wheels for STEM program is something completely different. That's a really great program. We introduced it 2 years ago. This is designed to help get kids back out into nature. We all live in New Jersey, and we know how challenging finances have been in the state of New Jersey. Many of our school districts have had to cut funding for critical programs that help connect children with nature. More importantly, putting a child in nature actually helps with their overall well-being. This program is designed to help get kids back into nature. So where a school can schedule a field trip to one of our nonprofit partners, they can apply to receive some funding to help defray the cost of transporting children there. It's over $12,000 has been raised for this so far. Companies like TIAA, PSEG, I can't list them all right now, but they've all donated to help make this happen. And we receive funds from them on an annual basis to help putting kids into nature. So this is a program that's open to any public school, grades K through 12, transporting them directly to one of our nonprofit partners for programs.
We love concerts, so can you tell us more about that?
Yes, we do some live events. We do a concert series, and the funds raised from this concert series go to our nonprofit partners. That's an important thing for people to understand. These concerts, we've been doing this now for 7 years, and we've done them in different places here across Monmouth and Ocean County, but we're venturing kind of into our home base now. We're headquartered in Trenton, but we work statewide. And at Cooper's River View on March 29th, there will be Earthshare New Jersey Rocks. And it is going to be an amazing night. We are still finalizing some of the bands, so I don't want to say some without all of them. But it is a great night. Early bird tickets are on sale now, $25 a piece. You can find that on our website. And it is a full night. The show starts, doors open at 5, show starts at 6. You'd be out of there probably around 11:30. But there's free parking, and there is ample parking. There will be a bar menu available for people to purchase. All of the proceeds from your ticket will go to our nonprofit partners. The other concert that we have going on is going to take place on June 29th. That is a Sunday afternoon concert, and that is Earthshare New Jersey Blues. We've done that for a number of years. If you want a great afternoon of sitting out, hopefully it's a nice warm summer day, and just listening to some amazing artists, this is a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
What's the best way someone can donate or find out more about Earthshare NJ?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you want to learn more about who we are and what we do, come visit us at earthsharenj.org. You can follow us on social media. We are on everything, and who knows what will be open and alive by the time we are talking about this. But we are EarthshareNJ. We have tons of stuff going on, tons of information and things for you to learn about us. We're very honored to have been formed by the environmental groups in the state of New Jersey, and the work that we do goes directly to help them and your health. So you can donate to us through our website, through our social media sites. You can come support our organization at the Patterson Family Barn in Freehold, which will be on June 9th in Freehold. We're really honored to serve the community and the nonprofits that work so hard for your health.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Make a Difference Monday.
Thank you.
To see who else is making a difference in your community, visit 1071theboss.com. Make a Difference Monday is powered by New Jersey Natural Gas. Learn about their sustainability efforts at njng.com.